Dear Jesus, this is not about me this morning. This is about you. And may we always remember Calvary, Lord, because that is what's brought us where we are today. I ask you to bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I volunteered to share my story, thanks to Edie, who encouraged me on Sunday night. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do this, but I prayed, and God says he has a plan for us in Jeremiah 29:11. So I'm going to share what I feel the Lord wanted me to share this morning. Dan told me it would take 5 days, but I promise you it won't take 5 days. I'm briefly here. For those of you, my dad's real name is Paul, and I was born to them November 8th, 1957, and the story is told that he gave my mom $5 to go Christmas shopping, and they got me instead, so I'm thankful for that. And I have to tell you, we lived in Howard in a little trailer, and I was a little pistol. I was little, and I did some things, you know, little kids do. I don't know if you remember the Avon lady that used to come in a cart. Well, I got a little mischievous one day, and I decided to get in her cart, and I got the little lipsticks out, and I was putting them on. Boy, did I ever get in trouble. So, but you learn, lessons learned. I have two brothers, Merle and then Dan, and those of you know, Dan passed away in 2015. We moved down the Howard Divide when I was 5 years old to the house where I grew up in, and we lived beside the Pilgrim Holiness Church. And that is where we went to church. And I was in church practically Sunday morning, Sunday night, all our life. You know, we went to church. And that is where I learned about Jesus and accepted him into my heart as a young age. I can't say I always stayed on that path, but God was there all the time, leading me, guiding me, and directing me. Then came that lovely age of 16 to drive. Well, we always went to Aunt Pearl's on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoons. We'd come home, have lunch, go to Aunt Pearl's. Well, we're coming back, so we have the family in with us, and Dad pulls over, and he says, you can drive. Well, don't drive for the first time on the Orbiston Road. I think my mom and Dad's hair was standing on end until we got home, but since then, I believe I've gotten a little bit better. Got older, met Dan, married him. I was 17, he was 18, and thankfully to say, we'll be married 44 years on the 27th of April. God was in each step of my life. He has led me and guided me along the way. We had Heather and then moved down. We lived in Bellefonte for the first year of our marriage. Rent was $95 a month. And when Dan and I went to housekeeping, he went to a secondhand place and got all our furniture for $200. Believe me, you can't buy a piece of furniture today for $200. But God led us along the way. We moved down here, and the Lord impressed on my heart to call Mrs. Buckwalter. And I called her and got, this is where my journey began here. Began to get involved here, grew spiritually here. I have been forever blessed to be a part of this beautiful church. Some of your children have graced our homes, Willie and Jesse Reed, many others, Colton Stover. The one in particular was little Brooke Watkins. God placed a desire in my heart to care for this little one who only lived 5.5 months. And I and my family had the greatest joy of caring for her. And I will never forget those times. And I honor God for his faithfulness, because that taught me to work with special needs. And that's when God opened the door. I had a job at Jostens for one season, which I bawled going to work coming home because I'd never worked outside the home. I was a homemaker, so, you know. But I had that experience. And then later on in life, as our children grew and got older. Oh, no, by the way, when I had Danny, it was December 26th here, and it was a Christmas program, and I went into labor. And the whole church was packed, and I had to have people move their vehicles to go to the hospital to have our son. But all the joys, all the sorrows, all the things God has brought me through, our family through. And then, as you know, I worked at the school. I started out to school, then I worked with special needs, and then I worked at CPI for 8 years. And then through a blessing, God allowed me to get my CNA, and through my dear friend Lisa Hackenberg, got me a job at Juniper Village where I work now. I said I would be brief, because I know God is faithful, and I love him, I honor him, and I thank him for his faithfulness in my life. He has been there every step of the way. Everything that's ever happened in our life, God has been there. And I think the greatest test of faith that we ever really did have in ours was when Heather got sick. And he brought us through that journey. And I just praise him for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and I praise him for this church, and I thank him for my life and what he has done.